Most specialised fields of knowledge have a vocabulary which is unique to that sphere of knowledge. In rock climbing, you have crimps, dynos, overhangs and pinches. In photography, you have focal length, rule of thirds and ISO. These terms allow participants in those fields to engage in conversations more efficiently. And the same is true in poetry. You need to make sure you are equipped with a toolbox full of the appropriate terminology so you can concisely and precisely express your ideas. It's worth getting hold of a glossary of terms and then make sure you understand them. Then have that glossary in hand when you are writing practice responses and then glance at it as and when you need to build your confidence in using these phrases.